Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This leaves you to a point where it's been interesting to watch the conversation. We obviously started the show talking about Shador's performance, mm-hmm. and it's weird to say, yeah, he didn't play very well. Also, I'd rather see him the rest of this way than, let's say, Dylan Gabriel ever again.
Yeah, I mean, that last drive alone just tells you like there's something there that Dylan can't offer up. And whether it's the ability to improvise a little bit or whether it's just the ability to throw the ball deep, that exists with Shador Sanders in a way it doesn't exist with Dylan.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting. Like, I think it was fair to say, and, you know, this idea of, hey, Dylan Gabriel's a rookie. Hey, Dylan Gabriel deserves this benefit of the doubt and this benefit of the doubt. I think people took it way too far because Dylan was getting all the potential opportunities in camp all the way into the regular season where he was getting first-team reps the first 4 weeks of the season in an effort to get him ready. But I still thought it was fair to say, hey, he's a third-round pick. He's this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with it. I didn't espouse that point of view, but I understood that it was a valid point of view being made. And it's interesting that certain people aren't willing to do that now. Josh Norris of Underdog Fantasy today said, Shador played so bad, it's the kind of bad that you never see a guy again. Mind you, Nathan Peterman threw four INTs in his NFL debut and had five different jobs afterwards and was a steady backup in the NFL for 4 or 5 years.
Wasn't it like four and just a half, too, for Nathan Peterman? There was a lot to that. That sounds like somebody that was just box score hunting is all that was. That sounds like somebody that didn't actually watch that game. Because if you watch that game, first off, you saw the throw to Fannin, which is probably, in the past 6 weeks of football, probably one of the better throws we've seen a Browns quarterback make. And then even the throw in the end zone that Awuzie broke up to Larvadan, like that's a throw that's on the money. That's right there. That's not Shador's fault in many respects.
And by the way, let's continue to go back to it didn't end up in a touchdown, but the bailing out of the pocket because the defense was failing and throwing the ball to Isaiah Bond, who, by the way, you didn't have camp with.
Yeah.
Like talking about, hey, we didn't get first team reps, whatever. Isaiah Bond, you didn't even know the guy was going to be your teammate until a week before the regular season. So there was just a miscommunication between those two players. That was a really good play. It just didn't end up in a completion.
Yeah, you can see during the play, he's directing Bond to like go over, like move over, get there. And then he's like, I'm going to throw it. I hope you kind of do it. And then Isaiah Bond just really didn't do it.
Well, in fairness, it wasn't a great throw.
No, but even still.
The play at large was a good play.
The idea that he could even identify it and he could even sit there and be like, all right, he's got that thought process to want to make big plays. And that's something that Dylan doesn't have. Dylan, when he gets out of pocket, doesn't think to himself, I'm going to make a big play out of this. Dylan, when he gets out of the pocket, thinks, am I going to throw this one away or will I check it down for 4.5 yards? Like, I want the quarterback to have big plays on the mind, to be able to move the ball and get the ball down the field. Again, it was, I said it earlier, it went way worse than I could have ever imagined that it would go for Shador yesterday. There's no excusing it. There's no defending it. He did not play a good game. But I do think there is something there that you saw that Dylan just doesn't possess.
We do have Nathan Zagura coming up in about 15 minutes here. Now, to what you said, though, like, that is a fair criticism. Or people who've said he doesn't look NFL ready. Those are fair criticisms. I listened to Rex Ryan on Get Up today, former NFL head coach, who, by the way, was being interviewed for head coaching opportunities as of this last offseason, talk about the Shador thing in a way that, like, an alien would give you a recap of Breaking Bad if they were doom-scrolling on their phones and kind of watched one episode. It was the most bizarre thing, but baked in a lot of just dumb points from a guy who clearly has... Sorry, he deserves to get excoriated for this. If you're going to be on national television talking about a quarterback situation, if you could at least pay attention, Rex, that'd be great. I know you're a coach. You're in broadcasting now, probably where you're going to be the rest of your life. Maybe do the research. That being said, he also happened to have, on top of just lazy analysis, the dumbest criticism I've ever heard of a football player, specifically one playing as a rookie.
He's got to get over himself, too. Like, like he's there by himself on the bench.
At the end of the game.
I've seen it in the seventh game of a World Series when you lose a game or whatever. This is a game, is a pillow fight game. Nobody cares.
He cares.
Sit back.
He cared.
Yeah. Did he care?
He cared.
Or are you trying to make it a show, make it about yourself? You got a guy over there that, by the way, is a two-time MVP. Right there, Lamar Jackson. He was looking for you. These are your teammates. And talk about, I'm not comfortable losing. You think anybody in that locker room is? But I want to see, is it Shador or is it the coach? Who the hell's at fault here? Because there's a disconnect.
Yeah, he played bad. He played bad because he wasn't prepared, because he hasn't gotten first-team reps, because, quite frankly, he was the fourth-string quarterback up until 8-9 weeks ago. But this idea that Shador took the loss too hard, if Shador would have walked around like the Jolly Green Giant yesterday, can you imagine what the takes would have been if he had focused on getting in as a celebration, or if he had been all smiles after the damn game?
I did wonder, and obviously I want to get to the part about Lamar, but like I did wonder about as I was listening to his press conference, I wondered if people were going to grab that part of it, the idea that Shador did seem, I think it's just his nature, but he seemed very smiley. He seemed very like, almost like happy, but it was more of an appreciation for finally playing in his first NFL game. I don't know how anybody would take it any other direction. I was happy that people didn't take it in some sort of nefarious way. But on the point that Rex was trying to make about Lamar Jackson, baseball players don't line up at the end of it and all shake hands. That's not a thing they do in baseball. So to act like it's game 7 of the World Series, just a dumb take. Not every sport treats it the same way that football does. But I didn't care that he didn't go out and meet Lamar. I almost wondered if he didn't know that was what he had to do in that moment. Like he's so thinking about and processing how he just played in his first NFL game, and he's still processing what went wrong and how wrong it did go. I just think he missed it. I don't think it was a slight at Lamar.
Yeah, and I think the idea here is, if you want to criticize, I guess my problem with it is, if you want to criticize a kid for how he played on the field, that's fair. Neither of us have said it was any good. Like, there were 3 or 4 plays that we really liked that you can see why. You can see the potential there. Now it's, can you get anything out of him? Again, another if. Not in any way a certainty. If you want to keep it to the on-the-field criticism, but to make it like that was a me moment, that he was kind of sitting on the bench a little shell-shocked in a game he wasn't prepared to go into, that he didn't know he was going to go into, that he got his ass kicked, and his feelings felt like he lost the game for his team, even though that's not the truth. I just thought it was another case of, oh, you're talking about Shador the phenomenon, and you're not talking about Shador the player.
I mean,
that's what annoyed me.
Think about everything that happened in that half-hour stretch. For weeks now, he's gone into these games, the backup quarterback, and nothing's happened. And then all of a sudden, his whole world changed in a half hour. Judgment started to creep in, and what he didn't do right in all these plays and all these situations and all these other little things. And he finally got what should be a dream moment for himself. Like, you got to play in an NFL game. That's like a pinch me moment for these guys. And it all happens so fast. So to forget to meet Lamar in the middle of the field, that's not a me moment. That's just he needed a second to process what happened.
And by the way, do I want him taking advantage of those opportunities?
Sure.
Yes. The quarterback brotherhood, I think, is something that can help you as a young quarterback.
I would bet, knowing Shador the way that we do, if he heard this criticism or any other criticism of it, I bet he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tries to get a hold of Lamar to be like, hey, my bad on that.
Yeah.
Didn't even know you were trying to seek me out. I hadn't done the post-game quarterback meetup. I blanked on it in the moment.
Well, but even then, you can criticize the kid on the field. You made up something to criticize about the kid. And by the way, there were some things that Rex said that if he actually filed it with a coherent thought, I would agree with. Is there a disconnect between Shador and Kevin? That's a fair question. I don't think there is. I think Kevin just has his attention elsewhere. But again, that's a fair question. But to act like the kid sitting on the sideline or that in the press conference said, hey, I really feel like this loss is on me, that it's somehow an indictment on his character, just say you don't like the kid. Or just say you haven't heard things that are good about him from the little NFL circles, instead of pretending like it has anything to do with the way that kid composed himself. Because anybody that watched his press conference should have come away even more feeling like, hey, that's just a good kid, whether he's a good quarterback or not. In the same way, by the way, that I don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to be a starting NFL quarterback ever. He shouldn't be right now. Every time I watch his press conference, I come away thinking, that's a good kid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.